Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Oh, it's a good, the bad, and the dumb. Good Friday to you. We set you into the weekend. There's a lot of good stuff going on this weekend, but nothing like the good of the day. The good of the day, my friend.
The good of the day. You know what the good of the day is? Is when you learn something new. Once in a while, you learn something that you just didn't know existed out there. And for me, that is that there is a pickleball league, professional league.
Yes, I discovered this about 6 months ago because friends of mine play pickleball.
Yeah.
And they've been trying to get me into it. And then they told me there's like a professional league.
Yeah, because at first, I mean, I've heard of pickleball. I didn't really know what it was. My wife likes to watch tennis at night, right? She just likes to fall asleep to the, you know, sound. Yeah. She likes, you know, and then the little, you know, the crowd clapping real quick, you know, very minor cheers. So, but
Advantage de la Lanche.
Exactly. Eventually, you know, now they've been showing some pickleball matches, and I was like watching this, and I'm like, I'm really curious about this. I mean, it looks like tennis, it's just a smaller court, but it's fascinating. And I just found out yesterday that there is a professional pickleball league, and the reason why I found out is because Tom Brady and Kim Clijsters have formed an ownership group and are going to be having a team in the 2023 season.
This sport has exploded in popularity. Yeah. It has exploded. Like, when I go to my gym, there's a basketball court, and like half of it's used for pickleball all the time.
Is it really?
All the time. People wait to play, and then they get on the court, and then you get on, and then you play a match, and then you go to the next. There's three courts that they create, and you go from 1, 2, and 3, and then you go back to the end of the line, and then you just keep playing. And that's how people just do it for hours on a whatever. Whatever day.
I find it a game that I think I could do.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, I get asked all the time, and I'm like, I'm kind of done running around. Like, and they're like, no, it's great. It's all, there's old people that do it. It's a great way to get exercise.
Looks like
you're, and I'm like,
look like you run around that much.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. And then I've seen it, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll do it.
Because the ball looks like almost like it's a little flat, like a little dead in a way.
You know what my problem is, man? Here's my thing. I'm totally guilty of this. I can't help myself.
You'll do it, and then you'll go all in and just forget about life?
Yes. No. And that's the thing. My wife will tell you, 25 years of marriage, how many things I got into where I bought the gear, I bought the stuff, I bought the more expensive stuff, and then 2 years later, I'm selling it at a yard sale.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what happens. It's like anything else. Like, if I go to a pickleball thing and I like it, I'm on Amazon. What's the best paddle? Do I need a glove? Do I need a pickleball glove to hold the paddle? Like, what do I need? Is there special pickleball shoes? I'll buy it all. I'll buy it all. Golf is the only thing I think I've done since I was a young kid all the way through to my adulthood that I've stayed consistent at. But I've done everything. I've done running. I've done tennis. I mean, you name it. I've gotten into a whole bunch of things. I played volleyball at night for a couple years. I've done it all throughout the years, and it never lasts. So, but I want to know this. I've never seen a pickleball thing on TV. Is it one of those sports where professionally it's exponentially crazier
do
you know what
I
mean?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm watching some of these, and you know, they're showing this one girl who's like, she's like the 5-time pickleball champion, and she's like 16 years old or something like that. I'm like, all right, you know, slow it down real quick. 16 years old, how is she this great? You know, she's gonna go down as like, you know, the Wayne Gretzky of pickleball. Or when I watch another match, they don't look like professional athletes.
I got you. Okay,
they look like a guy who just, you know, they're just wearing. I mean, it's funny because they look like they showed up to the gym. They got their T-shirt on. They got shorts on. Yeah, I'll go play some pickleball.
Because the first time I watched badminton at the Olympics, I was like, I thought I was watching another game. I thought I was watching some other game. Like, I didn't expect it to be like the badminton we play in the backyard.
Yeah,
on
I wasn't
4th
getting
of July.
That.
But I mean, the guys were miles away. Like, woof, woof. Like it was incredibly intense and fast. And I was like, wow. Like ping pong. If you watch two professional ping pong players, forget it. It is unlike anything you've ever played with your friends when you've played ping pong.
Yeah, it's not the game that you play.
Exactly. Exactly. So I wondered if pickleball was like that, where you just like, this is not even the same thing. Like, this is not even close. So I'm curious. But, yeah, it's taken off like gangbusters. Yeah. So
you yeah, know, hey, if you we'll want see. A team to root for, Tom Brady.
Brady and Kim Clijsters?
Kim Clijsters. Whatever right. team that they're going to be owning. I guess it's, I don't know, maybe they're bringing like a little F1 into it where it's
right. is yeah
ownership is, team.
Is there like a, is this like cities have teams or is it like group of people that all kind of travel around? Yeah. I don't think there's like the Philadelphia.
No, I don't think it's like that at all.
Freedom or something like that. All right. What's the bat of the
day? Tampa Bay Pickles.
Yeah. The Tampa Bay Pickles. Yeah. All right. What's the bat of the day?
The bat of the day is that, you know, coming up soon, we'll have Jake Paul taking on Anthony Silva.
Yeah.
And yet another boxing match.
Yep,
the undercard is. In that match is former MMA fighter Uriah Hall. Or Uriah Hall, I don't know how to say his name, and Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, what's Le'Veon Bell doing these days?
So those two will be fighting each other for the opportunity to fight Jake Paul.
Wow, we've reached and that point now?
Yeah, that's what I was hoping you would say. That we, that Jake Paul is a destination to get to fighting him.
Wow, that's what's happening now.
Yeah, so those two.
How
will
did it just
fight.
Completely pass me by?
Yeah, I feel like I missed something because I don't look at him as a fighter.
Yeah, I don't either. I still look at it as a gimmick.
Yeah, but these two are fighting each other for the opportunity to fight him.
Amazing! That is really incredible.
And how so, that happened. Really hurts my brain.
It does hurt my brain. No doubt.
I don't have any more to say on it because I'm just like, it's hard for me to process that we've reached a point where it's like, you know what? These guys are fighting for the opportunity. I mean, I'm thinking about all the boxing movies we've ever watched or just growing up watching boxing.
Yeah.
You know, and you have a guy who's like, you know, he has to work his way up through the ranks to get to the championship fight. And, you know, he's like, you know, the champion has like, you know, he's like 30-1 and he's, this guy's 9-0, but all 9 wins are by knockout. And he's finally got his opportunity.
You know what's funny about that? Like, if you had Justin Timberlake, right? Like Justin Timberlake's a good golfer. And playing on the tour is, like, nearly impossible. But let's just say Justin Timberlake was like, I'm a good golfer. I'm going to train, and I'm going to be on the Corn Ferry Tour, which is, like, the minor league tour. And let's say he was, like, legitimately on it. Or Steph Curry. Like, Steph Curry was on it. You would go... Oh, this is a gimmick. It's just a gimmick. It can't possibly, like, it's not real. Like, he must have benefited from being a star without sort of seeing, like, maybe he did put some work into it. Maybe he can compete. Maybe he's on that level of talent. Boxing just went, we got a bunch of celebrity fighters, so you can't sort out the ones that, like, do it, that are doing it because they're celebrities and they got some training, to the ones that maybe he put the time and effort into this. Like, maybe he really went, look, I got some YouTube fame. I got some money. I'm just going to dedicate my entire life to this. And we can't respect it because they were famous in something else.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
I mean, well, could you, I mean, but by that token, can you, could you picture Le'Veon Bell being a championship fighter?
Yeah, I could, but not, I don't know. He's depending on his age.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just throwing that out there because, I mean, he's kind of doing the same thing, too.
He's kind of doing the same thing.
Like, you know, hey, you were a great running back. I mean, and, you know, you got a ring. Or no, he doesn't have a ring.
No, but.
Bell did not get a ring.
No, but still, never mind. He's an athlete.
So. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. But that's amazing. That is really impressive.
That, you know, we're at that stage with the Pauls.
Because, you know, Robert Hellenius and Deontay Wilder on the heavyweight side, I was talking to Robert Hellenius yesterday in this kind of interview that we did, and I asked him about his journey because he went 22-0 as a fighter, and he was one of the hot young heavyweight fighters. Then he got an injury, and then he was losing some fights, and he took some time off. And it was interesting because he was just talking about how long it takes to sort of get back, and like he never gave up, and he continued to pursue it. And you kind of respect that. He's in a position now where the winner of this will likely get a heavyweight fight, a championship fight that's going on this weekend in Brooklyn. But when a celebrity puts in effort and time, we go, that can't be real. That's the joke. But we might be completely wrong about that. Might be completely wrong. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, that's just a bit of irony, really. And it's bound to happen. It's going to happen all over the place. But this one is just a little more ironic, is that the Reds are opening a sports book in Great American Ballpark.
Uh-huh.
I just find it ironic.
Ironic, because, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I get it now, yeah. I know, right? When are we going to do, what are we going to do about this?
Yeah, can we, like, just, can we just drop the whole Pete Rose, you're banned for life now, because, you know, the thing you got busted for is literally inside, well, it's not your stadium, you never played
the,
there.
The argument is always going to be, well, players still can't do it. Like,
right.
You know, like, a Reds player can't go up to the book and bet. I get it. I understand it, but... It was like when you go back to that, it wasn't just, oh, everybody gambles, but Pete Rose wasn't allowed to gamble. It was like Pete Rose committed like a moral crime.
Right.
Right. It was like he did something so disgusting because we looked at gambling as like, well, the only way you could do it outside of Las Vegas is get with a mob guy. Right.
Exactly.
A guy on the street that was unsavory that could, you know, wipe out you and your family if you didn't pay him back. That, you know, that kind, you know, of thing.
Yeah,
it was,
I mean,
always, like,
that's exactly
that's
how
world,
it felt.
That's the way the world, like, if when I was in college, I knew guys who bet and they would go, hey man, I can introduce you to my bookie. And I'm like, no, thank you.
No way.
No, no. Thank you.
I like my knees.
I don't know who that is. I don't know what that could do. I've seen too many movies. No, thank you. Right. And I'm like, and I would look at my friends and go, why are you doing it with a, like, because that's the way that's, but now it's like, that,
you look at them and go, man, do you have a death wish?
Yeah. What's wrong with
what's
you?
What's going to happen when you owe him like $5?
You're,
he's going to come after
kid.
You.
Is your mom and dad giving you that much money that you're gambling, losing, and owe a bookie? A real bookie?
A bookie.
Yeah.
That has such a negative feel to it. Doesn't
right.
it? Still to this day, a bookie is like, you know, that's like the scum of the earth.
Right. I know. That's right. That's there's some sort of idea of what that invokes when you get one.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's like every mob movie's like, I'll take your action. Yeah. Of course, it's too big. Right. Like, it's like, yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Right. But yeah. But now it's like you can go anywhere and just do it. It is. It is weird. I know I've said this before, but I'm just going to repeat this. I lived in Las Vegas for 3 years, and I remember the good old boys in that town. And I met a lot of entrenched, been here since the mob was running things people, like guys who had been there forever and ever and ever. My favorite personality was Lee Pete. He was a broadcaster in Vegas. He did the gambling shows on USA Network. If you were young and in the 80s and got cable, there was a gambling show on USA Network where this old guy would interview gamblers, like guys who would like call my 1-900 number. And he, that was Lee Pete. And I got to meet him and work with him. And he was a classic because he had all the old Vegas stories. But he and a bunch of other guys would say to me all the time, these leagues are going to adopt this one day. They're going to attach themselves. There's too much money. This is going to be legal. When it does, the leagues are going to jump in on it. And I was naive to say, no, never, never, never. They'll never do it. Never do it. But I was naive because I didn't really understand the belly of the beast. The belly of the beast is that there's billions attached to this thing, right? Like, it would open up a revenue stream that you just couldn't, like, imagine just turning it down on principle. Like you wouldn't. It's so much money. And I didn't see it. I didn't see it. When I was 25, 26, I couldn't see it. And now look at the city. Look, now look at Las Vegas. NFL team. LeBron wants an NBA team. Hockey team. Oh, A's might move there. It's now.
They might. They will.
Yeah. The NBA was going to put a team there. Like, there was a talk about the Maloof brothers.
Yeah.
Right? Because they own the Palm.
They're going to move the Kings.
Right?
And just
David
play at
Stern
the,
was like.
Thomas Mack Center.
David Stern said, you can move them if you can get the sports books to agree not to accept gambling on the NBA. And the sports book went, no thanks.
Yeah, sorry.
No thanks. I'm sorry. It'd be nice to have an NBA team, but you think we're going to give up taking bets on the NBA? What? Like, walk out of the room.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Robert Duvall in that movie with John Travolta. Can I keep this pen? And this walks out. A Civil Action is the name of the movie.
Yeah.
One of the best scenes. Travolta gives a huge list of everything he wants his clients to be paid. And Robert Duvall is an attorney for the other side. He goes, I got a question. He goes, well, I'm sure we have a lot of them, Jerry. He goes, can I keep this pen? And he just gets up and walks out. That was the sports books with the meeting with David Stern.
Yeah.
No, thank you. But now look at it. It's crazy. So, but that is wild that the Reds.
The Reds will be opening a sports book next season.
Sure.
The only logical thing to do would be to call it the Pete Rose something.
Why not? Why not? Why not do that? Yeah, exactly.
The Rose book. I mean, you know.
The Rose book. That is great. What is the matter with you? Get that copyrighted. Call your lawyer right now. Lock that in. The Rose book. Are you? That is the brilliant of the week. Well done. Oh my God, that is so good. Be careful, I might steal that.
Go ahead.
All right, that's the good, the bad, the dumb in his wake-up call.